It is Monday, October 14th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
An edited video of Trump murdering his political opponents in a church is shown at a pro-Trump conference attended by Don Jr. and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Meanwhile, U.S. troops withdraw from northern Syria and ISIS supporters escape as the predictably bloody Turkish invasion moves forward. Lastly, nearly 400 scientists endorse a civil disobedience campaign aiming to force governments to tackle climate change right now.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
A disturbingly edited video depicting Donald Trump gunning down his political opponents and the media inside a church was reportedly played to a pro-Trump conference attended by Trump's son, Don Jr., and former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The video, which was shown at Trump's National Doral, Miami, during a three-day conference held by American Priority, includes the logo for Trump's 2020 re-election bid and showcases a series of internet memes. The New York Times reported Sunday that the video shows Trump's head superimposed on the body of a man opening fire in a church, gunning down people who have the faces of his political opponents and the logos of media organizations superimposed on their bodies. Among those targeted in the video, Bernie Sanders, Barack Obama, Black Lives Matter, and CNN. These are messed up people. The U.S. military this weekend accelerated its plans to fully withdraw from Syria as Turkish forces continued their advance in the country's north and reports of human rights atrocities emerged. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Sunday that close to 800 members of a camp holding the families of ISIS fighters had escaped after Turkish shelling. The SDF has held more than 10,000 ISIS members in detention centers and prison camps, but they said they're being forced to abandon some of those positions to fight the Turkish invasion. The United Nations said Sunday that more than 130,000 people have been displaced from rural areas around key Syrian border towns as a result of the fighting between Turkish-led forces and Kurdish militia. It estimated up to 400,000 civilians in the Syrian conflict zone may require aid and protection. Stick around for a majority report today at noon. We'll be talking to an activist who's been getting firsthand reports from that area.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Reuters reports that nearly 400 scientists have endorsed a civil disobedience campaign aimed at forcing governments to take rapid action to tackle climate change, warning that failure could inflict incalculable human suffering. In a joint declaration, climate scientists, physicists, biologists, engineers, and others from at least 20 countries broke with the caution traditionally associated with objective academics to endorse protesters practicing civil disobedience around the globe. The declaration was coordinated by a group of scientists who support Extinction Rebellion, a campaign that formed in Britain a year ago and has since sparked offshoots in dozens of countries. Extinction Rebellion, which is aligned with a school strike movement inspired by Swedish teenage activist Greta Thunberg, hopes support from the scientific community and its embrace of civil disobedience will bolster its legitimacy and draw more volunteers. Today on the Majority Report, we'll be talking to Naomi Klein about her new book, On Fire. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
About 3,500 Mack Trucks employees went on strike Saturday night for the first time in 35 years. The strike notice went up after negotiations dragged on for 10 days past the key deadline. An investigation by the AP has found that the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy has created horrific situations where deported immigrant parents can lose custody of their children to American foster parents without even knowing it. China State Construction Engineering Corp., a company owned by the Chinese government, was awarded a contract to work on the development of a Trump golf club in Dubai. The $19.6 million contract is the latest in a series of deals between Trump's family business and China's government. A new CBS News poll across 18 early primary and caucus states finds Elizabeth Warren leading the Democratic field with 31%, followed by Joe Biden at 25% and Bernie Sanders at 17%. As for individual states, Warren has increased her lead over the pack in New Hampshire and pulled even with Sanders in Iowa. And lastly, a report from The Hill claims Joe Biden's team is actually planning on losing Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. Also, coincidentally, so am I. The Hill claims Biden will focus on winning South Carolina and attempting to claw his way to a brokered convention.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.